The SEC just fined an investment advisor $75,000 for a single line on their website. Not fraud, not a Ponzi scheme, one unsubstantiated marketing claim. That is the new reality for financial advisors in 2026. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media in Scottsdale, Arizona, and this is the Pod Bros Playbook. Here is what happened. In late 2025, the SEC charged Meridian Financial with violating the investment advisor's marketing rule. The firm stated on its site that it refused all conflicts of interest, but its own form ADV listed several conflicts. The SEC called that a substantiation failure, a technical compliance violation, and handed down a $75,000 civil penalty. Then, in February 2026, the SEC issued a fresh risk alert. Examiners are now looking at testimonials, third-party ratings, influencer partnerships, and performance claims with a microscope. Repeat findings get referred straight to enforcement. So what does this actually mean for your firm? It means your website, your LinkedIn posts, your client seminars, and your email newsletters are now examinable marketing materials. Every claim must be documented. Every testimonial needs clear, prominent disclosure about compensation and conflicts. Every rating must come with proof the provider was not paid. And you need written agreements with any promoter who receives more than $1,000 over 12 months. That is a lot of documentation. And here's the problem most advisors face. Your best thinking happens in conversations, not compliance binders. You explain complex strategies in meetings, on phone calls, and in one-on-one reviews. But none of that counts as documented, archived marketing content under SEC rules. This is exactly why the smartest advisory firms are moving to recorded media. A branded podcast creates a permanent, time-stamped archive of your expertise. When you record a 30-minute episode explaining your fiduciary process, your fee structure, or your approach to decumulation planning, you now have substantiation on demand. If an examiner asks how you communicated a risk to prospects, you point to episode 47, timestamp 12 minutes in, and hand over the transcript. It also solves the testimonial disclosure problem. You can produce a full episode walking through your written agreements, your conflict policies, and your compensation structures, all in your own voice, with full context. That is far more defensible than a buried footnote on a landing page. At Pod Bros Media, we built our studio at 7575 East Osborne Road in Scottsdale specifically for busy professionals who need compliant content without the production headache. We handle the recording, the editing, the show notes, and the publication. You just show up and talk. We turn those conversations into searchable, shareable, exam-proof episodes. If you are a financial advisor worried about the 2026 exam cycle, the fix is not to stop marketing. It is to market in a format you can defend. Head to podbrosmedia.com/free session and book a studio visit. We will walk you through exactly how a recorded content system protects your firm while growing your client base. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.